Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I just enjoyed that song we just sang, 1240. And a verse that I enjoyed out of that song was this verse. Let me go to that song. And that verse was this. Higher, higher. You know, I hope this weekend, corporately, that would be our vision of the body. There would be a vision going higher and higher. You know, I just consider what a mercy that we're here under this speaking. Because, you know, if you consider the Bible, it's just God speaking. And this is how God operates and he moves. You know, he spoke the universe into existence. It was by his speaking that he did this. So, you know, it's not a small thing, you know, that we're here this weekend hearing God speaking. Amen. Related to the body of Christ. Amen. You know, I was just, again, and, you know, I was just considering, you know, this vision is not a once-for-all vision. It's not a once-for-all vision. You know, it's like, you know, it's like it's like new ground we're constantly entering into, you know. Praise the Lord. That's why I love the Bible. I love the Bible because every time you read the Bible, every time you get into the Bible, I'm going along one day and I just light. What, my Lord Jesus. Right? This is the same thing with the vision of the body. Why? I just hope more. I just hope we just entered more into the vision of the body. Because, you know, saints, really, it doesn't stop here. It doesn't, this matter of the body doesn't stop here. It doesn't stop here. This is the realm of our living. This is the realm of our living. This is what directs us, restrict us, limit us. This is the realm we live in. You know, day by day, I was just enjoying this song. The song we sang earlier, 867. I just realized this is a person who was living in the reality of the body. Listen to these words. As members of the body, Christ, we would manifest. Each learning how to function, his fullness to express. Listen, we would not be spectators, but each as members move. Not bringing, listen to this, this really touched me. Not bringing death or damage, but each our profit prove. You know, this is a brother that's living in the reality of the body. Right? This is why he could, you know, this you can tell the song which Brother Lee wrote because they have a little asterisk by it. And this is one of those songs. And the reason he could write this song is just because this is the realm he was living in. This was his experience. Not just, you know, I don't know. I think we all have the yearning to enter into this more. Right? This is our yearning. This is what we want to enter into. Not just come here just for a meeting and say, wow, this was a good meeting. And I'm going home and I'm just the same. Lord Jesus. You know, saints, when I'm speaking this, I'm speaking this to me. I like to live in this realm. not for my sake, but for the sake of the body. Amen. Right? This is for the sake of the body. This is not for my sake, but this is for God's sake. This is for God's sake. Anyhow, praise the Lord. Well, let's get into the outline. I just want to mention that. Let's read Roman number 1 together. Ready, go. I just appreciate this. And truly, saints, this weekend, truly, I don't know about you, but I know about me that I have experienced the supply of the body. Amen. It says, it's the supply of the body is the bountiful, not a little, but bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. You know, of course, Paul mentioned this in Philippians 1:19. Let me read that verse. Paul says this in Philippians 1:19. He said, "For I know that this will turn out to salvation through your petition." Your petition, bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. It's interesting that Paul knew, connected this with the body. He said, through your petition, which is connected with the saints, and the bountiful supply. He realized that bountiful supply was connected to the body. That was the connection. He said, through your petition and the bountiful supply. You know, that, of course, it says here, the compound, and letter A, it says, the compound spirit is in and for the body and for the priestly service that builds up the body. You know, of course, the compound spirit, this is letter A, the compound spirit he's referring there is to the four spices. That was, you know, the spices there in Exodus, that's referred to in Exodus chapter 30, which is myrrh, the cinnamon, calamus, and cassia. You know, and it's been compounded with the holy anointed oil. Because we know that oil, it signifies the Spirit, right? But this holy anointed oil has been compounded with these spices. You know, actually, myrrh signifies, I really appreciated this. It says, myrrh signifies the precious death of Christ. You know, saints, in this supply of the Spirit, in the bountiful supply of the Spirit, there's the precious death of Christ. You know, I tell you the truth. I promise you, I tell you the truth. As I go on in the church life, I just appreciate his precious death. It's a precious death. Because you know why? It eliminates me. And I'm the problem. Most of the time, I'm the problem. What a precious death. What a precious death. Praise the Lord. We're there on the cross. It's like that song says, we're there on the cross. But you know, really, this cross is carried out by and through the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Don't try to crucify yourself. Just get into the bountiful supply of the Spirit, which is in the body. This is for the body. Then there's also the aspect of the cinnamon, right? The aspect of the cinnamon. And this signifies the effectiveness and power of Christ's death. This is what this signifies, the effectiveness and power of Christ's death. Oh, praise the Lord. Gary, I need this to be in the body. I need the I need the effectiveness of his death operating in me. For the sake, again, for the sake of the body. Listen, I need this in my, to live with my wife, to deal with my children, to deal with the brothers and sisters. I need this. I need the effectiveness and power of Christ's death. And then we have the calamus. You know, calamus was the reed. It's the reed that popped up through a marsh and muddy and murky situation, right? This signifies the power of Christ's resurrection, right? This signifies the power, this signifies Christ's resurrection. And then we have the cassia, right? The cassia, which, you know, it was an ointment that was used to repel, right? It was an ointment that was used to repel snakes and scorpions, insects. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Gary, watch out. You touch me sometime, I'm an insect. I have an insect nature. Right? I have a serpent nature, right? I have a snake in me. Scorpion. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. The bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. This is what's in this bountiful supply. This compound ointment. Let's go on reading. Let's read B together.
According to Psalm 133, the inestimable goodness and incalculable pleasantness of brothers dwelling together in oneness is likened to the compound precious ointment.
Wow. It's likened to the I looked up the word inestimable. It says I can't even read my writing. Well, it basically is an immeasurable calculation. It's a calculation that has no measurement to it, right? No limit. This is what the blessed oneness is like. Wow, praise the Lord. Well, it says here, it's like for brothers to dwell together in oneness is likened to the compound precious ointment. There's no limit. It's immeasurable. The ointment is there. There's no end. Then letter C says, just enjoy this. Because this goes with Philippians 1:19 with Paul. It says, how do we receive this supply? It says here, we receive the supply of the Spirit by the intercession and fellowship of the members. Let me just read number one. Listen to this. When we are dry and have no way to go on, we need other brothers and sisters to intercede for us before we can get through. Saints, I mean, just sitting here, do you have this realization? Just consider, I need the other brothers and sisters. Wow. This is in the realm of the body. And actually, this indicates, again, that the supply is in the body. The bountiful supply is in the body through the members. You know, there's a little verse here. Of course, I've already read Philippians 1:19, and this verse really touched me. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:25. I just want to read this verse. It's a little short verse, but it just touched me because Paul realized that the supply, again, was in the body. And upon the body and through the body. And he said this, 1 Thessalonians 5:25, he says, brothers, listen to this, brothers. Here's the great apostle, the great apostle Paul. But he said, brothers, pray also for us. What a realization, right? Amen. Brothers, pray for us. Amen. Saints, I hope there's some praying. I hope some are praying for you. I hope somebody's praying for me. I really do. I hope we're praying for one another. Saints, this is why we have to pray for one another. Lord Jesus. Let's read number 2. It says, we need to pray ourselves into God to receive the life-giving Spirit as our supply to feed ourselves and all those under our care for the building up of the body. It says this, number 3, we cannot live without the supply of the body. Therefore, we must constantly avail ourselves of the fellowship of the body. You know, when I read this point, when I first touched the church life, you know, and when I first heard this, again, I took it as an outward rule. This is what I have to do. To be a good brother, I have to do this, right? This is my checklist. But the more we enter into the experience of the body and the realization of the body, we realize we have to do this. You understand what I'm saying? It's not like an outward regulation. It's because of supply. I need to fellowship with this brother. You know, right now there's a brother in my locality. He just recently underwent surgery, and his function is really missed there in our locality. And I just had a little glimpse. Honestly, I just had a little glimpse to say, man, I need his portion. Honestly, that was my realization within. I need his portion. I miss his portion. Because he's a member of the body of Christ. Right? In the fellowship. In his supply. In the body of Christ. Let's go on. Number 4, as long as we live in the body, we will receive the supply of the body. No matter what our, listen to this. No matter what our condition is. There's a little prayer, and it's based on a footnote out of John chapter 6. And that note says, but it's about welcoming the Lord into our boat. Well, I turn that prayer around. I say, Lord, keep me in the body. Amen. Sometimes I tell you, when I come, I present myself, my condition is bad. No one really knows that. No one knows that. I know it. But I just present myself. I'm sure this has been all of our testimony. Check your experience. Our condition. Oh, off. But we just present ourselves. And we come in one way, and we leave a different way. Amen. This is a fact. Brothers, this is the truth. I come in one way, and I leave a different way. I don't know what happened. I just presented myself. I would have been, there are times when I didn't present myself and I'm in a worse condition. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a worse condition. But I just come and I present myself. And because of the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, which is for the body, I get connected to that supply. Whatever I need, what's in that supply, is the death of Christ operating. Right? Is the resurrection of Christ operating in the Spirit, coming to me. And I, like I said, I walk in one way and I leave a different way. I'm sure this has been all of our experience. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's keep going. It says here, number 5, if a man wants to see light, he has to enter the church, the sanctuary. And I want to read this verse in Psalms chapter 73, verses 16 and 17. I want to read this. There's a footnote associated with this verse. And actually, I just want to read the footnote on this verse. Let me find it. It's a great footnote. And the footnote on this verse, which is 17 on the word sanctuary, and this is what the footnote says. Well, let me read the verse first. It says here, when I considered this in order to understand it, it was a troublesome task in my sight until I went into the sanctuary of God. And this is what the footnote says. The solution to the psalmist's perplexity concerning the prosperity of the wicked was obtained in God's sanctuary. First, God's sanctuary, his habitation, is in our spirit. And second, it is in the church. Thus, to go into the sanctuary of God, we need to turn to our spirit. Okay? First thing, and go to the meetings of the church. Once we are in the sanctuary, in the spirit, and in the church, we will have another view. A particular perception of the situation concerning the wicked. In our spirit and in the church, we receive divine revelation and obtain the explanation to all our problems. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Turn to our spirit. Come to the meetings. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Saints, we can't deny there's a certain light. What serves the perplexity is the light that's in our gathering. When we are turning to our spirit, and when we're in our meetings, I just can't deny there's a light. There's a light. There's God shining into our being. That shines the light on the darkness or the mixed situation or the perplexity that we may be in. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for our spirit, right? And praise the Lord for the church. I'm telling you, saints, no matter what condition the church is going through, there still is light. There still is light. Because there's some there upholding and bearing. Because that's there, light is still there. The shining is still there. Praise the Lord. Let's go on. Okay, the whole body is built up through the interdependence among the members. All right, let's go to Roman number 2. This point really touched me. It says, in the body, there cannot be no independence or individualism. For we are members, and members cannot live in detachment from the body. Letter A says, I just really, again, touched by this point. Every believer is a member of the body of Christ. Let me read this again. Every believer. How many believers we have here? Raise your hand. Praise the Lord. Well, let me read this again. Every believer is a member of the body of Christ. And every member is indispensable. I'm going to read the second part again. Every member You know, since once we begin to see that every member is indispensable, we begin to appreciate that member. No matter, I mean, there are some members. I mean, I'm left and they're right. I'm up and they're down. Right? I'm going this way and they're going that way. Right? You know, they think red, I think yellow. Right? I mean, but you know what? When I begin to see them to this view, which is God's view, this is God's view, I just begin to appreciate them. You know what? Just who they are. Just who they are. Not trying to change them, not trying to improve them. Just receive them. Just who they are. Because you know what? Because God has placed them there. Probably place them there just to deal with me. just to deal with me, right? Probably just to place them there to broaden my being. Right? Because God has received them. And they're a member of the body of Christ. Now, this is something good to speak when Satan is attacking you. Speak this to Satan. You're a believer? Satan, I'm a believer. And I'm a member of the body of Christ. Okay. Letter B says, if we truly see our position in the body, it would be as though we are saved a second time. Lord Jesus, I want to be saved a second time. Right? Lord, give us such a vision. Let us see. Those who see that they are members of the body will surely treasure the body and honor the other members. Letter D says, wherever there is a body revelation, listen to this, there is a body consciousness. And wherever there is a body consciousness, individualistic thought and action are ruled out. You know, I think when I look back over my life as a believer, I think the pinnacle changed for me when this, when I began to touch this matter of the body. Because I realized it's not all about me. It's not all about me and how well I'm improving. The pinnacle changed. You know, the pinnacle swinged a different direction a little bit. You know, it just changed when I touched this matter of the body. Because I realized this is something much bigger. Something much bigger. And really, this is on God's heart. Let's read one together. Ready, go.
If we want to know the body, we need deliverance not only from our sinful life and our natural life, but also from our individualistic life.
Number two. Is versus the individual. I'm glad my members are just not for themselves. Right? They're not individualistic. But really, they exist and they live in the realm of the body. They really do. You think about it. You consider it. Your members exist and they're confined, restricted, and limited in the context, and reality of the body. And this is, listen, is based on something of life. This is all according to life. Not some outward regulation, but something organic and by and through the supply of life. My body is arranged the way it is. Praise the Lord. Right? Its existence, the intrinsic nature and essence is life. And because of that, there's an interdependence of every member in my body. Praise the Lord. It says, number three says, just as we cannot be independent from the head, we cannot be independent from the body. May the Lord grant us this vision. Individualism is hateful in the sight of God. Oh, I can say this. The enemy of the body is the self. The enemy of the body is the self. The independent I. The independent me. I'm going to read this last letter. Then I'm going to read a testimony of Brother Nee in his experience of the body. B says, if we will be built up in the body, the self must be condemned, denied, rejected, and renounced. You know, this is really true. Again, as we go on, we realize that the biggest enemy to the body is me, the self, which needs to be rejected. What it says, rejected, condemned, denied, and renounced. But again, saints, it is only through the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Go for the bountiful supply. That's what we need to go for, right? Go for the bountiful supply. But this supply is in the body. Praise the Lord. Let me just read this little testimony of Brother Nee. And then I'll sit down and we'll have some time to share from the message. And this is out of this, what shall this man do? I'm just going to read his testimony here. Once years ago, I was facing a very big problem in my life. It concerned the whole question of personal endowment with the Holy Spirit for service. I was both under a deep sense of the need for this and also in some confusion of mind about the doctrine. Yet somehow, pray as I might, the Lord seemed unwilling either to answer my questions or to show me the way through into the experience. I knew He had something for me, but it remained out of my reach. And I felt I must somehow get clear on this, or I could not go on. It is no exaggeration to say that my whole ministry hung in the balance. I was engaged at the time in preaching the gospel in a remote part of the country, far removed from other servants of God with anything approaching the knowledge of the Lord that I felt I had. I had been sent there by Him, and there was no doubt of the need or the readiness of people to hear. But something was lacking. My preaching was void of power, and there was very little fruit from it. Yet what God was seeking to give me, I seemed unable to receive. I could not get through alone. What I needed above all just then was fellowship. But where was I to find it? True, there was a handful of simple believers, country folk, among whom I had been staying. But I felt they knew so little of the Lord that they certainly could not help me in the great problem facing me. They would scarcely even have a sufficient foundation from which to pray intelligently for me in it, and certainly not enough to bring me through, I was forgetting about the body. At last, I reached an impasse. There was nothing left but to call them in. If I was not to give up and go out altogether, so at my request, those simple brethren came to me in my need. I told them what I could of my difficulty, and they prayed. And as they prayed, light dawned. The thing did not need explaining. It was done, and done in such a way that it has never needed to be repeated. From that day on, the tide of blessing flowed. Yes, God would bring us often to places where we cannot get through alone. For the life that asserts that God and I are enough is only in fact hindering him. The Lord taught me that day how those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are indeed to him most precious. Praise the Lord, saints.